Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Chet Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sperry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Sperry reaches third base with a triple. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Werber reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ambler moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Ross moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to third. Slick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sperry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Sperry moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sperry scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Chapman scores. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Werber moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Werber moves to third. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-2 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber scores. Wagner moves to third. One out. It's 8-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Caster moves to second. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Caster scores. Moses moves to third. It's 10-0, Athletics. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 11-1, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geringer goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Athletics. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Pete now playing third base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sperry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.